What's up, y'all? It is Mike. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow, where two people usually sit back and talk about the episode that runs on the CW, but one of us is responsible and the other one just, I suck. So, Anna B from Australia, you can find her on Twitter at Traveler15. We used to do the recaps a long time ago with me, her, and DJ Wicked and Jesus back in the day, and then all our schedules got all bonkers and everything else. And me and Anna B are trying to keep hope alive. So, in this episode, of course, I still have not watched any of these episodes. So, this is just like, I'm telling you, I know some of y'all are probably thinking it's going to suck for me because I'm being spoiled, but no. I mean, I love the show so much. It's like I'm sitting in bed, covered up, ready for my bedtime stories, and Anna B with her cool Australian accent is reading to me from the Arrow book. So that's what's going on right now. We're going to be talking about the episode Bravada. Oh, I wonder what this one's about. It aired on the CW February 8th. We're catching up. Let's see how it is. Anna B, what's up?
Hi, Mike. We had a great episode this week.
Cool.
Which is what I thought of Arrow, called the Bratva, where we see the team all working together and they head off to Russia.
It's not Bravada.
Stop a nuclear arms deal.
Oops.
Because of Walker.
Okay.
And we also have the new recruit, Dinah, who's going to become our new Black Canary.
Ah.
Well, it looks that way.
Okay.
And once they get into Russia, we see an old friend, Anatoly, from the Bratva.
I like him.
Oliver has to go and help out and work if he wants to get some info with this nuclear bomb.
I totally agree.
So it was nice to see him back again. I like Anatoly.
I do too.
One thing I did like was seeing the old team, Arrow, back together with Dig, Oliver, and Felicity. They do make each other better when they all work together. But of course, we did have one thing happen that Oliver was brooding, blaming himself,
of course,
not knowing what Felicity's up to, and John crossing the line when he beat up one of those guys they captured.
Oops.
But it was Dinah that pulled him in line, and I think she'll make a good addition to the team. Now, how do you feel about Felicity going down the dark side?
What?
She's still hacking, and she's using that to help with the information she needs. And, yeah, she's really playing that part, especially when she went into that bar to get the info.
Uh-oh.
And I have to say, I love the quote. Felicity said, "What happens in Russia stays in Russia." And we've heard that before, haven't we, when they went to Russia before in season 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite lines. I'm a bit sad to see Rory leave. I mean, after he saved the day and with his rags.
What?
With the nuclear bomb exploding.
What?
He lost all his power. A bit sorry to see he's leaving the team because he was a nice addition.
Hell yes!
But hopefully we'll see him again.
Well, that sucks.
And we also had Quinton Lance back from rehab. We hadn't seen him for a while, so it's nice to see Lance back. And we had Renee stay back, and he helped him get through things while he was looking after the mayor's office. I thought that was nice. I think it was good to see that every team member had some role this episode, and they all played their own roles and parts, and it really worked out so well. And it wasn't so much as an action-packed episode, but it had a great storyline which it told. Even the flashbacks I thought were quite good, because we've seen Talia teaching Oliver to become the Hood, and this is how it's going to tie up all the flashbacks till we get to present day from where we are in season 1, where we see she's teaching him how to become the Hood, and that he'll go back with that book and right the wrongs of what his father has done. And we're learning all about this right now by the time that this season ends.
Ah.
So, but the I don't like Susan Williams, who Olive has just gone to bed with.
Who's this chick? Reporter?
And it's taking up a new relationship with. She's got her motives, and we've learnt that. So she's digging up information on him. And what is she going to do with that when she finds out
I don't like this chick.
Is the Green Arrow? She's got an interior motive, and I don't like her. And I hope Oliver does not tell her anything and we get rid of her soon because I don't like her.
I agree.
So there we had a really great episode, and I hope you, everyone else enjoyed it as much as I did, and Mike, and whatever you what you think about it as well. So, yeah, so we're getting on with it. We're halfway through the season, and, yeah, hopefully we'll get back onto the Prometheus storyline soon. Okay, to next week, Mike.
There it is, Miss Anna B from Australia. Traveler 15 on Twitter. Make sure you go check her out. Check out our little profile picture. She's an Australian sandwich. If you see what I'm... never mind. So this one sounds really good, and I cannot believe... Rags, man. Ah! I'm telling you, it's like story time. It's like, this is like cooler than watching the episode. That's going to suck. And yes, I agree. If this is the reporter, I hope Oliver's not thinking with his pee-pee. Because if it is, crap, he's just going to talk and he's going to tell her crap. And she's going to, I don't like this chick. She is not good people. And I'm, and where's Thea at? I haven't even heard you talk about Thea. Where's my Thea at? That's what I need to know. That's my girl. So that is it for this recap for Bratva. I was totally, totally wrong on this episode. What was I thinking, Bravada? What the hell? I need to clean my glasses or something. So that was the episode right there. Thanks, Anna B, once again, for doing the recap for us. I can't wait to get my hands on these episodes and start watching them on my DVR. If you want to check out past episodes, for some odd reason, if you're tuning in for the first time, check out Talking Arrow on iTunes or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go there and check that out. The Arrow there, plus The Flash and other shows as well. And my blog, iWatchMike.com, everything is there as well. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram. Facebook is iWatchMike. I'm on Snapchat as well, but you can get that from my blog. I think that's it, people. So, once again, have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. Hopefully, I will be, you know what, for you guys out there, I'm going to start watching Arrows this weekend. I need, because it's getting good. Man, where's my Thea? I need my Thea. All right, people, I'll try to knock out another one. If not, soon. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.